Hansel and Gretel. Read it again, she says, and again we do. The same disaster predictably reenacted night to night. Don't go in, I want to warn them, it's a trap. But children rarely listen, and storybook characters never. When they see that confectionery cottage, their entrance is inevitable. Like the mosquito bite you swear you will not scratch, and always do, and always make it worse. Each decision is invariably a rigged game. The witch is always ravenous and grasping, the children neglected and naive. Preach all you like about conversion, about the will to good and unending grace. You know the witch will never lose her taste for the sweet, resilient flesh of boys. Night after night we stumble into the forest of our fears, and night after night we're duly caught. Every morning we awake to the same reports of mayhem, and every morning we poke forward some narrow stick of ourselves, hoping to get by uneaten one more day. But listen, each time through the story I've dropped a small white stone. Others have too. I've seen them glowing in the moonlight, a nightly shifting of the scene, building a path both ragged and new. Next time, look down. Tear your vision from the gingerbread house. Drop a stone. Tell the children.